Tarariai. Had no choice but to hear you. You stayed in your case time and again, and I thought about it. And you treat me like I'm a princess, and I'm not used to liking that. My day was. You've already won me over, in spite of me, and don't be long if I fall head over feet, and don't be surprised if I love you for all that you are. I couldn't help it. It's all your fault. Your love is thick and it swallowed me whole, and you're so much freer than I give you credit for, and that's not lip service. You've already won me over in spite of me, and don't be alone if I fall head. The bearer of unconditional things, and you held your breath and the door for me, and thanks for your patience.
Yeah, baby. All right, we got it working. Is this one not going?
It's the only
microphone. Oh, no way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Apparently, we have only one microphone going. For now. But we got me, we got Juanch, but we got a special guest today, Mr. John. Mr. John, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
I'm out of few words. Mr. John, give us an introduction, and then we'll put some music while we try to fix these microphone issues.
Some slight technical difficulties, but here is John.
Hello, everyone. My name is John Ocampo. I am a senior here at Tufts, and I study psychology and entrepreneurship. Some background about me is I have a professional hobby. I cut hair.
John's a barber. He's the Tufts barber. He's famous around campus. He's an entrepreneur, a stylist, a barber. He does it all, and he's handsome on top of that. Oh my goodness, we have a great show tonight. Today.
Today it is 1:06 p.m. Once again, Juanchi, a lovely blue sky out there.
Today is a lovely. Oh wait, is it always a lovely blue sky?
Every time we do the show.
That's true, like it's been shit days except today. That's crazy. Right.
Excited to be here.
Okay, wait.
So we're like passing around the microphone as if it was a joint, but we need to fix this. So we're gonna put some music. No, not SpongeBob music, please. We should put some give us some Dominic Fike. What is it called? Phone number? I forgot. Too basic. Anyway, we have a couple questions today. It's currently 1:07. You're listening to WMFO, Juan Chicken Tensors. I'm Juanchi. We got Benton in the stew, and we got John. And this is Dominic Fike.
Let's give him politics. This is politics and violence.
Everyone's favorite. Go.
much like different seasons. I give that shit a weekend. Hollywood don't need a reason to make you think you look bigger than you are.
Mileage, politics and violence, at least somebody's driving. I need mileage, politics and violence, at least somebody's driving. I need shine like barracudas, kid. Do this shit for mammoths, sue this shit. Ain't nothing new, this I knew since I was a chick. Clean my room and pray for this. Eat my dinner, then go back to whatever finna make me rich. Whole lot of feeling that you can't dismiss. I was somewhere stuck in a hotel room. We was serving to the kids, no waitresses. All this shit come back around, homie, don't get too down. I got your back sometime. Rise to the wheels fall off. And if this shit don't sell, she said you still be my favorite. And I wish I could save her, but
all right, that was song one of the day.
We're back.
We're back. We fixed it.
Let's check. Is your microphone working, John?
Testing.
Oh,
yeah!
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now welcome to the show, Juan Chicken Tenzers. It's 1:11 p.m. You know what it is. It's a beautiful day outside.
Beautiful day.
And we got John the MF Barber here with us today. It's going to be a great day.
He used to be known as the Tufts Barber, right?
Yeah. Formerly.
Formally.
Until I learned I can get hit with a cease and desist.
Oh. Damn.
All right, Juan, take it away. Apparently, Juan,
no, am I like starting with a question? No. Let's give us a little backstory. Quick.
How'd you get into the
whole
barber?
Because we only have 1 hour here and we got some juicy questions.
Minutes. Yeah, so it all started the summer that I got here to Tufts. I did a bridge program called the BLEST program here at Tufts. I knew I had to make some sort of money, and thankfully, right the week before coming to Tufts, my friend asked me to cut his hair.
Oh.
And it turned out pretty well, so I had this confidence.
Were you a barber before? You're from Chicago, right?
Yeah, I'm from Chicago, so I grew up enjoying being in the barbershop and just being in that atmosphere. And
it's a vibe in there.
Yeah,
I always like a good barbershop atmosphere. Yeah.
And you became pretty famous around Tufts, right? Or so I've heard.
You could say that, man. You know, it's crazy how everyone needs a haircut, right?
Yeah.
Hair just grows, man.
I have personally had a haircut by John the Barber himself.
Oh, really?
Best haircut of my life.
Oh, really?
Just saying.
Thank you.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Let's start chill, Ben.
Okay.
Whose hair would you want to cut the most out of everyone? Not of people. Like you have like this one like.
What do you mean out of
like
everyone
a famous
ever?
Person? Like you're like oh.
I thought you were gonna give him like options.
And why? Is it because of their hair or is it because of the person?
Famous? Ooh.
It's a good point because
you could maybe have
a
it's like
hell of a conversation just sitting there chopping hair away.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's tough.
If we're gonna say anyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to cut the hair of the famous soccer player.
Who?
Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Damn. That is a good answer.
He's got a mane on him too, so.
Damn.
My reason behind that is simply I grew up loving and almost being obsessed with soccer, and well, similar to hair cutting, you know. I had that same drive when cutting hair, and it transitioned from, you know, soccer all the time to cutting hair all the time.
That's
wouldn't want it any
answer.
Other way.
So you're Mexican, right?
Right.
So
you just assume.
I just assumed, yeah. So would it be a dream of yours to cut Chicharito or Rafa Marquez's hair?
Does Chicharito even have hair?
Chicharito?
Does he even have hair?
That's a good point.
Honestly, that would be great.
But Ronaldinho better.
But I would love to cut Lozano's hair.
Lozano's. Okay. All right.
Chucky Lozano.
Lozano.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. What would you rather? Give Chucky Lozano a terrible haircut and be like publicly embarrassed by it? Or have Mexico win a World Cup, which we know is never going to happen?
Oh, man. Mexico World Cup for sure.
Definitely the World Cup. Which
but
we know is never
going to happen. Hey, I feel like getting to the point where you cut Chucky Lozano's hair speaks for itself. So, hey, might not be the worst.
That's
even
true.
If it's terrible. Do you have any questions, Ben?
Yeah, I got some questions. I didn't brainstorm any. Just kidding, actually, I did. They just came into my vision.
Oh, really?
But I have to think about them first.
How much do you have to think about it, Ben? Come on, man.
Who came up with this? How often should I use shampoo?
I am a strong, strong believer in the shampoo, rinse, and repeat.
Every day?
If your scalp is oily... Oh, yeah.
So you shampoo, you rinse it, and then you put more shampoo in?
Yeah, so the whole point of shampoo is to degrease your hair, to strip the hair of its natural oils. So one shampoo, you strip the surface. You strip the surface of the hair follicle. But the second shampoo, what it does is it eliminates all oils. And, hey, one of my favorite things to do is to add 2-3 drops of oil into my shampoo or not into the shampoo, but into my conditioner, or just simply apply some oil afterwards and
olive
you have
oil?
Some nice silky smooth. Oh, not
what kind of oil are you talking about?
Hey, olive oil?
some argan oil. Some argan oil.
Yeah. I thought the natural oil was good, no?
It's good. However, you do want to cleanse that oil because it can lead to some skin conditions sometimes. Not saying that it's the worst, but that's when you end up dealing with like some forms of dandruff, maybe some bumps on your scalp that you might not see because of the hair. So definitely.
So you say shampoo twice, but every day?
Oh, definitely not.
Definitely not.
You do want some of those oils to build up. So I'd say for someone who has moderately oil, like
me
stuff. Yeah,
I feel like we got some good oil.
Every 3 days.
Yeah, we got some
every
oil.
3 days.
Here. Every 3 days.
Maybe not
wow.
Olive oil,
twice a week.
Some avocado.
I shampoo every day and only once, not twice.
I think it's bad. I used to do that. But
yeah, everyone tells me it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad. Yeah, it looks bad too. You look terrible.
I look terrible. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Shit.
On days where you work out, you know, it doesn't hurt to even just conditioner. You know, skip the shampoo already shampooed.
We're learning.
So all right, people. Once every 3 days, twice. You shampoo, rinse, and repeat.
Depends.
Or once a week
once
if you're
week.
Extra dirty. Like John.
Extra dirty. Yeah, I know some of your listeners out there are a little extra dirty.
Extra dirty.
Why'd you say it like that?
You said it weird too.
No, you said it like British.
I don't know.
We should do it in a British episode.
We should. The impressions on
that. I got one more thing I'm wondering. Would you rather... Coconut Mall. Coconut Mall. Would you rather cut hair in a moving car or on a roller coaster?
Ooh, I like that question.
Came up with it myself.
The roller coaster sounds sweet,
that
honestly.
Sounds insane. I'd be scared about like stabbing him with the scissors.
Yeah,
You got no control.
Doing the loop.
I definitely use a clipper with a guard on top of it. So an attachment to protect from puncturing any sort of skin.
You've been
scalp.
Thinking about this.
Man, I've been thinking
about
ready.
This. He's a seasoned vet of the cutting game.
Hey, I just might use that idea. Well, look
That's
out for
crazy.
It in the future. Guys.
Going through the loop?
The loop?
That's ridiculous.
What if you're going loop, your scissors fell, and then you're going down?
Oh my god.
It stabs you.
Oh. But what if you dropped it?
And then you grab it.
And you caught it with your fingers and snipped at the bottom. Perfect timing. That'd be the coolest cut of all time.
That would be the coolest cut. Damn. Some interesting creativity going on here.
Yeah, very, very good.
I don't know if this happens to you, Ben, but when I go get a haircut, I always, like, I'm there. I don't know what to say to the barber. I don't know what they want me to say.
It depends on your relationship with the barber.
Yeah, but any barber. Let's say it's a new barber. I don't have a fixed barber.
A new barber. It depends.
What do you do?
It depends on the vibe. I mean, I have a guy that I've been going to for a couple of years. So, like, we talk.
So you guys are, like,
but we don't talk, like, the whole time. Like, we kind of catch up, like, what's been going on? Like, what's up with you? How's the fam? But then I feel like half the time I'm literally just sitting there looking in the mirror at myself as my hair
is. Ooh, I look sexy. I know.
Yeah. I don't know. But I've definitely also had haircuts where we were chatting the whole time and it was a vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Depends. What do you prefer from the barber stat point of view?
Yeah. I mean, I was actually going to ask that from the customer point of view, Ben. As Ben Tender, what do you enjoy?
I think I like the... I like the chat. It feels weird when you're just sitting there looking in the mirror.
For like,
what do I do? But
I,
you know what? I heard of some people who like watch YouTube or Netflix while they're getting a haircut. I've never even thought about going on my phone before. That feels disrespectful.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I mean, I don't know. You're the barber.
Yeah. So I guess my take is that I enjoy talking. I enjoy asking questions. I enjoy getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be time consuming, especially if it's you know, someone you really enjoy meeting, or someone who, you know, it's either your first time meeting them and you know you want to get to know whose hair you're cutting. But right in a shop setting, after having been in a shop setting versus having done house calls and having done like studio cuts, aka cutting at home, I do feel that, you know, be running on shop time, I talk less, but I'm more specific with my questions and I'm more focused on, you know, getting to know through questions rather than like, and I'll answer, you know, questions while I cut hair, definitely more talking in like more private settings, which I enjoy.
So it depends the environment.
Yeah.
I feel like if it's your first cut with a new person, there might be more to talk about because you're really like getting to know each other from ground zero.
Yeah.
And then like I go see my guy, I already know him. We're just like, oh, how you doing? Oh, pretty good. And then there's not as much to say, but I don't know. I appreciate the talk. I like the talk.
Yeah.
Watch, do you ever get haircuts? I don't know.
Never.
No?
Once every year.
Okay.
I'm a slow hair grower.
What? Oh, okay.
Like my hair grows slowly.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I think we should do one more question and then put a little...
I don't know. It is like a radio show, so we should probably like play a song.
Put some music, yeah. But I have a question.
Okay.
So would you rather, John, and maybe you too, Ben, would you rather shave your facial hair with the same shaving machine your roommates shave their pubes with, or have to shave using only tweezers? And both of them is
what?
Every day.
No. You're telling me I have to pluck every individual hair out of my face and pubis?
No. Just your face using tweezers, or you have to use the same shaving as Oliver uses for his pubes.
Oliver got no pubes. Calm. But I am not plucking. Nah. I do that like for one every now and then if it feels like it's, I don't know, stuck in the skin or something.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to pluck out everything. I got a lot of hairs here.
Yeah, I can see.
Nah, ain't going to happen.
What about you?
Yeah, my answer might surprise you.
I'd go
with the tweezers.
Ooh,
because
there
is, I, from experience, right, and from like having watched YouTube, believe there is a technique that you can remove a hair from the skin. You tighten the skin, and you ensure that you're, the way that you're pulling out the hair with the tweezers is in the direction that it's growing. So it just kind of plops out. And sometimes when you pluck and it's, you're going against the direction that the hair is growing, that's when it hurts. But you'll be surprised.
Yeah, but it's not about hurting. Huh. It's about how many hairs you need to pull.
Sometimes too. Oh. But yeah, like that would take so long. So long. For each one? I gotta try to hit it. I gotta try to hit it from the right angle.
How bad do you want to have that smooth feel?
Yeah.
And for how long? You shave, it's back sooner.
Why don't we try?
That is true.
Ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you to shave yourself using only tweezers one time and then call in to WMFO.
Yeah.
If
you do it before two,
91.5.
Let us know how it went.
Yeah, if you were able to do it within the next 30 minutes, give us a ring. What's the number, Juanjo?
855-915-9636.
9 sticks, 3 sticks.
Dude.
Okay.
Anyway, it's time for some music. What do we have? Any suggestions, John? Any favorite barber songs?
What is a barber song?
Well, music I listen to lo-fi beats during my services,
oh,
so
really?
Maybe not.
Okay.
I like that. I do like that, though. I listen to a lot of lo-fi when I'm studying. All right, you know what? We're playing Rihanna.
Hey.
No, we did this last time. We did this last time.
And the one before.
All right, shit. I mean, shucks. I'm going to play one of the all-time goats.
Pitbull?
Nah, screw that. You know what? Take a guess. They're based on an animal.
The animals?
No. A singular animal. And they actually, which I haven't listened to yet, they had an album that dropped this year.
Mm. Hmm. They're based on an animal? Glass animals.
No, one animal. Animals is not in the name. The name is a certain animal.
The Arctic Monkeys.
No, it's one word. It's literally just the name of the animal.
Monkeys.
So close, so close. They're bigger.
Gorillas.
Gorillas. All right, everybody. Huh. It's time to Feel Good, Inc.
Good.
Thank you.
We're back.
This is Desert Hills.
I was gonna say dry bones, whatever.
Yeah,
so we were changing up from Bob l'éponge, what is it?
Bob l'éponge.
Bob l'éponge to Mario Kart
what
music
was
now.
What was the Spanish version?
Bob Esponja.
Bob Esponja. Yeah.
Anyway, it is 1:29 and 55 seconds. You know
which
what time
means
it is?
It's time for a PSA.
John, come here. You're going to read it with us.
All right.
Yeah.
Are we doing it on your mic?
We have two mics now. Let's do this. Okay, get ready. I read one. John,
yes.
Ben. Quant you, John, Ben. Cool?
Can I break this? Oh, no.
91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts?
If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell.
If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College.
Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations.
And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio.
A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Or keep listening to us.
Yeah, the better choice. That was it. That's our PSA for the day. 1:31. Still a beautiful day.
Still a beautiful day.
Still
nothing has changed in the last 2 minutes. I'm glad to
hear. A beautiful host. Ben is a bit sassy today, I think. I don't know what's up with him.
I'm stressed, man. I'm stressed.
Are you stressed?
I got skizz.
Would you rather get stuck at all red lights in traffic or have incredible slow internet, Ben? Incredibly slow internet. Speaking of stressed,
I get so mad.
And
well, it depends. Like, do I have to go somewhere? Am I in a time crunch?
I don't know, man.
What do you mean?
One
you
the
wrote
other
the questions.
Jesus.
Like, I would say if I don't have to get somewhere at a certain time, I'd be okay sitting in the red lights. I'd rather do that than sitting at home trying to load up a page for like an hour.
Or like imagine a movie, Netflix.
Yeah. But if I'm late to something and I'm hitting the red lights, that's the worst thing. Yeah, but I'm fine to set the red lights. I got my tunes. I'm listening to 91.5 in the car. I'm listening to Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a great time. So. I don't really mind.
At 1 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
What
John?
About you, John?
Yeah, definitely sit at the red light, you know?
Yes.
when with the first option that you mentioned, it's you, phone, internet, or laptop, right?
And it doesn't work.
But you know, there's more opportunity when you're just sitting at the red light.
You can be, well, not on your phone. We don't.
You could sip your favorite beverage.
You could.
Well,
drink responsibly.
Normal, yeah, drink responsibly. It depends what beverage. You could write a song. You could paint a picture. You could.
As long as you're not driving while you do this.
You could adopt a pet. Well, yeah, you're not driving. You're sat at the stoplight.
Yeah.
You could do some yoga.
Could you?
I mean, I don't know.
Do some hand stretches.
Get your leg up over the chair.
You ever given yourself a palm massage?
I haven't. Should I?
Those are sweet.
Are you a masseuse as well?
Hey, you gotta take care of your hands, right?
It's a jack of all trades.
He's a jack of all trades.
A John of all trades.
Our money makers.
Yeah.
Damn.
Wow. Oh, shit. Oh, no.
What happened?
I accidentally put the song on. Hang on. Let me save it real quick.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We're back under
all right,
the
let's
water.
Get, let's go next. What we got?
More questions. Okay.
I guess. I'll find
so you're cutting hair, right? And you have a client. He or she or they. It doesn't matter. Would you rather them have a very itchy scalp or someone that has a extreme fear of scissors?
How are you gonna deal with this, the fear of scissors?
I can do something about the itchy scalp.
Shampoos.
Shampoos are one of my favorite things to do, and one of the things that I recommend for everyone before getting a haircut. It resets the hair in its most natural position, and you know you're more. You're more likely to get the haircut that you desire. You know, you go home and wash your hair.
I feel like taking a shower now. Like all this talk so really makes me want. Like I'm thinking about my hair.
Starting to itch.
I took a shower last night.
Wait, so speaking of the haircut you desire, let's say I want to get a haircut soon, which I do.
You too.
What should I have in mind going into the haircut? What should I tell the barber for them to give me the best haircut that I can possibly get?
Well, what you should tell them is, can you please direct me to John the Barber?
Yeah. That's a great point.
Yeah, so I'd say if you shouldn't have that fear if you go to a barber who does have training in terms of a consultation beforehand. For first-time clients, you know, the consultation is super important, but it's just as important and simple as for returning clients is asking, hey, are you looking for a similar haircut or are you looking to change it up this time?
Right.
And then you go deeper with the consultation and, well, a barber who, you know, has a script almost known.
Yeah.
To how to, you know, a barber who knows how to ask questions will get you right. Will get in your head. And sometimes you might not know what you want. And that's the beauty of...
And do you think that when the client doesn't know what they want, then it's up to the barber's creativity and inspiration of the moment?
I wouldn't say creativity per se, because hey, a barber can get very creative. It is part of the job, right?
Yeah. It's an art.
But yeah, definitely. Barbers appreciate, especially like barbers who like art and like creating. Barbers appreciate that one client who's like, hey, just do your thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's me every time. Really? I don't know what the hell I want going on with my hair. I figured they know.
Yeah, they get real creative with yours then.
Okay. Thank you, bro. I gotta get a cut. It's been much too long.
We know.
Emphasizing any limitations can prevent. Like limitations in terms of I want to keep this.
Right.
I don't mind this changing. That can go, you know, a long way in ensuring
that, makes
that
sense.
You get a haircut.
Like, you do you. I trust your professional opinion. Just don't cut.
Like, imagine you're at the dentist and you're like don't clean this tooth. What? That makes no sense.
It makes sense if you have a diamond in it.
Oh,
ooh. You get fancy with it.
I'm not bougie like that.
Yeah. Don't touch my eyes. You might freeze.
Oh. Damn. So as a barber, what's your favorite tool?
Oh man, I love my scissors. I love my scissors.
Wait, do you have one pair of scissors? Don't you have
like
many
three,
different?
I have like
three.
Four.
Really?
Yeah, each one has its use based on length, based on teeth, based on functionality. If I'm blending, or am I just, you know, chopping away? And even my chopping away scissors, I have two that are different lengths.
Yeah.
For different techniques. Sometimes I'm simply adding texture, and sometimes I'm just cutting across. And the difference between that is when a barber just cuts one solid line, the hair is more uniform, or it results in a more uniform look. Versus texturizing is a technique.
Teeth, yeah.
Yeah, you get more of a messy, more of a, like a edgier
like
look.
Ben's hair.
Yes.
What's going on?
Ben's sweet hair.
Hey, you're sassy.
Is it that bad these days?
No. No, Ben's hair looks
so
great.
Then what if someone gave you a butter knife and a pair of garden shears? What would you rather use to cut someone's hair?
Give me the shears. Give me the garden shears.
How are you going to cut with a butter knife?
How are you going to cut with, like, you're going to chop someone's head off with a garden shears? Like, these are big shears.
Like Britney shears?
Like, ha ha.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough.
That hurt.
Yeah.
Give me the garden shears.
Garden shears.
I can always just use the point.
That strongly. Is true, yeah. Stupid question, I'm sorry.
Great question.
Damn.
Okay.
But would you rather have a... This is my last barber question. I'm out of questions after this.
We've killed 39 yeah. minutes. We played two songs.
Would you rather have a chill client that doesn't stop sneezing? Oof. Or an annoying one that doesn't stop talking? And you can't wear headphones.
Man, give me the chill client.
A chill client does not sneeze.
Or actually, yeah,
not bad.
Actually,
you've had bad experience.
Give me the one that can't stop talking.
Why?
Because I can always block some stuff out and, like, you know, again, questions. Ask questions.
Yeah.
With the sneezing, you got to constantly stop, and it cuts into my time, my efficiency.
That's true. You can always just turn on the machine and.
What machine?
Oh, and you won't be able to hear them.
And not even use it, just yeah. for the noise.
I love listening. It's yeah. one of my favorite things.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So annoying client. Yeah. Is that you, Ben?
No. Yeah. No. I just say, you ever gone high to a haircut?
No.
It's wild.
Therapeutic?
Is it?
Dude, the beginning part where they do the shampoo and everything.
Ooh.
That's amazing. That's actually like amazing. Then I was sitting there and they're just like chopping away right next to the head. The scissors are right next to my ear. I'm like, oh my God. Like, this is crazy. And I was silent. I had nothing to say.
You're just experiencing it.
Fully. Yeah. It was an experience. I don't know if I would do it again.
But you're saying it was so good.
Well, the shampoo part. I think the moral of the story is just take showers high.
No, we don't.
Have someone in there with you to put the shampoo on you. Because when you're putting your own shampoo on, it's not the same as when you got someone doing it for you and scrubbing in the scalp. But as Juanchi's saying, we actually don't condone the use of marijuana.
Yeah,
so
or any drugs.
Just do it in your dreams.
Yeah.
And on that note,
sugar high, that's what you're talking about.
Sugar high or runner's high, actually. Runner's go high. Get a good yeah. run in, run 20 miles.
Yeah.
I don't do it.
Yeah, I mean, we could use it, but
I
like,
do it.
I'm not doing that. Anyway, I'm going to play a quick song.
Which one?
I don't know yet.
You had 20 minutes.
I know. I'm just kidding. Here is, oh, you know what? Because it's such a beautiful day outside, I'm going to play a strokey song.
It's getting cloudy, though.
Shit, well, before it becomes cloudy, let's think about another day. Someday, if
what
you
day?
Will. Just someday.
Any day?
Someday.
A strokey day?
Someday.
Someday.
By the Strokes.
Someday.
Yeah.
And then you...
Exactly. All right. Deuces.
Someday, someday, yeah, it hurts to say.
That was Someday by The Strokes.
What day?
Someday.
Oh, someday.
Not Sunday. Someday.
Some. Any day?
Someday.
Some.
Yeah, I ain't wasting no more time. So, let's get right into it. We got a couple of Would You Rathers coming our way.
Should we do them quickly?
Well.
Would you rather shit a watermelon or piss out a golf ball?
Right into it.
That was quick. Oh my god. Wait. Say it again.
No.
Piss a golf ball?
Or shit a watermelon?
Option two. Small.
Yeah. The smaller ball.
Yeah.
Smaller. Really? No, but I think the pain is no. Way greater. Wait.
I'm going for watermelon.
Oh.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Because does it compress the watermelon? Like, is it just going to be, like, the length of the watermelon? Or is it as fat? Because I don't think that's coming out.
Well, neither would come out.
I'm taking the watermelon.
Me?
Let's move on. This is crazy.
What are you taking, John? Watermelon?
Golf
no,
ball.
You said golf ball. Oof.
Yeah, I'm taking the watermelon. That's crazy.
Would you rather play Uno in hell for 900 years or walk the entirety of a Minecraft world, which is 30 million blocks? It's not that hard.
Minecraft is fun.
It is fun.
There's nothing there.
Let's do it.
What do you mean there's nothing there?
Minecraft where you're just walking on the same grass for like...
Well, you go through like the different... Like, you get the snow. I don't know.
Yeah, weather?
Different.
Are you alone?
It doesn't matter. It's... Okay, sure. Yeah, you're alone.
Well, like how chill is this Uno game in hell?
It's in hell. It's not chill.
It's 900 years. I'm not taking that. I won't play in Minecraft.
You're playing Minecraft?
If I can get the tools and mine...
But you gotta walk the whole thing. That's 30 million meters.
So that would take me maybe like 4 years.
No, someone I saw this in Reddit. They said 6,000 years.
6,000 years?
To walk it.
Wow.
But you're not playing the same
thing
in hell. But
you're
not
gonna be alive. Either way, we're dying at like 100 something.
You're in a video game. You're not gonna die unless they kill you.
Well, let's move on.
Okay. Why am I the question master today?
Cause
I need other questions from you guys. Would you rather be stung all over by 1,000 bees? You don't die. Or stomp on a kitten?
I like we step on a cat.
Yes.
I'm stepping on that cat.
No.
Dude, I'm not getting stung 1,000
times.
You're
evil.
Technically, the tail is a part of
facts.
The cat,
John's
so
a genius.
The tail can recover.
Wow.
And I won't feel as bad because I've definitely done that
tail.
With the dog by accident.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I've accidentally stepped on my dog for sure.
This is a cat, Ben.
So,
is there a stronger value to a cat?
Yeah, but cats are even more slick. Like,
okay, fine.
They'd be able to wiggle out of there.
How about this one? Would you rather weep anytime you poop? Or poop anytime you weep.
Oh, I'm weeping when I poop.
Like loudly.
That's fine.
Like you're like, I don't know. You're meeting your girlfriend's parents and the bathroom's right next to the dining table. You're like,
dude,
you're
but imagine your girlfriend breaks up with you and you're talking about it and you're really sad and you start crying and then you just shit everywhere. Nah. Let me take it in the bathroom. Well, and I'll weep while I'm pooping.
I'm with Ben here.
Weep every time you poop.
Yeah. Poop every time I weep. I don't know. I mean, nah.
Nah, yeah.
You cry in weird scenarios. You don't want to be pooping at the same time.
You're like watching a movie.
Kai, you're at a funeral, and you just poop everywhere.
Take shit.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Would you rather be ugly but smell amazing or handsome / beautiful but stink?
But you can't, can you wear like perfume or cologne?
No, you no matter what, you stink.
I like smelling good, man.
I'm leaning
like
towards
smelling
that.
Good.
It's because you guys are already cute. You don't understand it.
Nah, even
you
if
don't understand what it is.
Even
to be
if
ugly.
You're good looking, if you smell really bad, no one's gonna want to get near you.
That's true.
I'm gonna have to take
smell is powerful.
Smell good. Smell is powerful. It's one of the senses. You know what the other few are?
What?
Guess.
Breathe.
What? What?
No, we broke a mic. No.
We'll have to fact check that.
Breathe. No. Sight. Hearing.
Oh.
Taste. No. Touch. And smell.
Which one's the best one? Top three smells.
Sight.
Go.
Sight is the best one. That's my opinion.
John? I'm looking at John.
Oh.
But you wouldn't be able to if you didn't have sight. Where's John? I don't know.
Oh, I can hear him.
Oh, shit.
I want to hear.
You get an image.
I like music.
That's true.
I like WMFO.
Yeah, imagine if you couldn't hear.
That's true.
You wouldn't be able to listen to One Chicken Tensors.
What if you couldn't touch? I don't even know what that would be like.
We talk a lot about this in the show.
What?
Like a bit too often.
What?
Our different senses.
Do we really?
Like we're like,
But it's like you can't feel anything.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because I don't know.
Anything.
It's weird. It's weird. Yeah, I don't know. I think sight and hearing are probably the two good ones.
Yeah. Piss every time you fart or fart every time you piss.
How did you come up with this?
Like it's another word, but I don't want to say it, you know? So let's go with the other word.
I'll fart every time I piss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work with this word.
That's fine.
I don't want to say it. It's inappropriate.
Alright.
Anyway, John.
Yes.
What is your go-to tune outside of lo-fi for barbershop cutting?
Yeah. Well, I like to create
like you're motivated.
Yeah. I like to create a calm environment for my clients. So anything really like R&B.
Yeah.
But if say I'm behind on an appointment or you know, I need a little boost, a little energy boost, of course I'll put on some
AC/DC.
Maybe Ooh. Some house music.
Spotify has a barbershop mix, which we should have been listening to the whole time and would have saved me a lot of trouble in finding
like
songs.
Background music?
Yeah.
Put a
pretty
tune.
Good. I mean, it's like classic stuff and some non-classic stuff. Like a little bit of rap, a little bit of non-rap.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, J. Cole did a remix? Hold up. I did not know he did a remix of this song.
What song is this?
Can I kick it?
No way.
All right, let's listen to this song.
All right.
This is Can I Kick It, J. Cole remix.
No way.
Can I kick it? 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 Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
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 Well, I'm going.
Go on, then.
Can I kick it to my tribe that flows in layers? Right now, Fife is a point sayer. At times, I'm a studio conveyor. Mr. Dinkins, would you please be my mayor? You'll be doing us a really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest, is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? Iron
to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
That was pretty cool. I love that song by a Tribe Called Quest. Wait.
Wait, wasn't it J. Cole?
Nah. Well, yeah, but nah.
Oh, it's a remix?
Yeah, I didn't
by
know.
By J. Cole.
Yeah, it's Tribe Called Quest, Can I Kick It, the classic song, but apparently there was a J. Cole remix, and that's what we just heard. And hopefully you listen to it next time you're in the barbershop.
Yeah.
Most likely with Mr. John the Barber.
New barber anthem. Anyway. We're reaching the end of the show. We have one last question for Mr. John the Barber.
Let's hear it.
What's next? What are your plans for the future? I know you're a senior, right?
Yeah, senior. Yeah. A couple months left.
Oof.
Yeah, so you ready? What's next?
That's crazy.
It's a good question, you know. Well, I have decided this past month that I will go the non-traditional post-grad route. And I will be returning to the barbershop.
Oh,
hell yeah!
Yeah.
Woo!
I have some verbal offers right now.
Okay.
A couple shops here in Boston, a couple shops back home in Chicago. But I do believe, and this is for all my entrepreneurs out there, I do believe that nothing is, you know, concrete until it's in writing. So,
yeah.
You know, I will be, you know, trying to get that in writing, and then, you know, we'll see where I end up.
That's so awesome, dude. I'd love to see you go pursue your passion. I mean, passion is obviously the most important thing for A, enjoying your life, and B, doing the best job you can at something.
Yeah.
And dude, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you.
Tune in if he stays in Boston.
John
Ocampos at your nearest barbershop.
Next up.
The next frontier.
No? Sure. I was trying to think of a big barber, but I couldn't think of one.
Yeah, and feel free to check out my Instagram.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Check it out. Ocampo Cuts, O-C-A-M-P-O.
O-C-A-M-P-O.
C-U-T-S.
O-C. Okay, say it again.
It's Ocampo Cuts. They got it.
Ocampo Cuts.
O-C-A-M-P-O Cuts.
O-C-A-M-P-O Cuts.
And what do you charge?
Yeah, right now, I have two services, the clipper cut and the scissor cut. Scissor cut's a little more expensive.
Uh-huh.
My prices will change, of course, after college, because, well, my prices are college student friendly, and I hope to continue if I am in this area. But 30 for clipper cut, 35 scissor cut.
That's a great deal.
And what? Why would you do one over the other? One for longer hair?
Oh, yeah, like I said, my favorite tool is the scissors. It's what I specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things that does take, you know, it's added time to the service.
Yeah.
And not just that, but, you know, if you check out my work at Ocampo Cuts, you'll see why it is.
I'm going to check it out. Maybe I'll have to come in for a haircut because I really need it.
Yeah, my availability will be open.
I think we have a barber. No, wait, when are you starting? Again?
I'll have availability in May, you know.
May. Oh, as soon as after you graduate?
Right away.
No days
off.
If it's past May 22nd, 21st, you need a haircut around Boston or maybe Chicago. Ocampo Cuts, Instagram. You know him. You heard him.
You know him. You heard him. John, the man.
The man.
Thank you, guys.
The barber.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. It's been a great time.
We
will see you all next week. Special shout out to John. Say hey, everyone.
Ocampo Cuts.
Bye-bye. Enjoy this next song. It's pretty dope.
We played four songs. All right. Bye-bye. See you in a week.